Hello again, this is Jenna with Clay County 4-H. Today we are talking about the importance of leadership in our lives and telling you how 4-H teaches leadership and provides leadership opportunities. This is Nick Black. He is one of my fellow 4-H leaders.
Hi, I'm Nick Black, and I'm the County Council Treasurer. What do you consider a leader? I personally consider a leader as someone who can see how things can be improved and who rallies people to move toward a better vision.
A leader can also be someone who teaches by example.
Some leadership roles that you can follow or get into in 4-H are being state officers, county officers, or club officers. You don't have to be an officer. You can be on a committee or anything like that.
And that's a good point. Just being on teams and committees are great ways to be a leader. You could be on a judging team or a committee to plan a party or an event. And you can also just be a leader by helping and teaching others. And there's also smaller things like volunteering in your community.
All of these things are great ways to be a leader.
So why is being a leader important? Being a leader is important because teams and groups of people almost always need someone to help organize them and point them in the right direction. So say your club or your leadership team is planning an event. If nobody is working towards the same goal and trying to do their own thing, there won't be anything that gets accomplished. Stuff won't go right. So you need a leader to help organize everybody and accomplish your goals. And leaders also take on a lot of responsibility.
Some of our responsibilities as county officers are attending and running meetings, hosting events, planning, working on committees, making decisions, working fundraisers, helping others, and so much more. Part of all of this requires some sort of structure. The structure we use is called parliamentary procedure, which often referred to as Parley Pro.
So I want to introduce the superb Riley Nile. She is the secretary of the Tumbleweeds 4-H Club, and in the past helped lead a Parley Pro team. She and Nick are going to be telling us a little bit about the procedure.
So what I consider Parley Pro is the right way to run a meeting. Riley, you got any details for us?
Yes, I do. Also in Parley Pro, there's a motion, and a motion is a formal proposal made by a member for an assembly to take action. How you make a motion is the member seeks recognition by the chair, and like not saying, hey, I'm Jeff or something, you know me. You get permission to speak from the leader or president of the assembly that you're in. And then after the member is recognized by the chair, the member states the motion, and another member seconds it, so that way you know that somebody else agrees with the motion, just other than the person who made it. Then the chair states the motion so that the assembly knows what you're discussing or debating about. And then the members discuss and debate, and they can have positive or negative debates in the motion. You can talk about why you don't want to do this motion, and you can get others to change their mind on how they want to vote. Then the chair takes a vote and says, all those in favor, please say aye. All opposed, please say nay. And then the chair explains the results and says which one was the winning side. Now we are going to do an example of a motion.
So, for example, Nick is going to be playing the role of a club member that really, really, really wants to have a picnic in the park. And Riley's going to play another club member, and I will be playing myself, the president.
Madam President?
Yes, Nick.
I move that we have a picnic at the park on July 5th at 4:30.
Madam President, I second that motion.
So at this point, it's been properly moved and seconded that we will have a picnic in the park July 5th at 4:30. And Riley seconded Nick's motion, so she clearly agrees that they should have a picnic. So then we ask if there's any more discussion. And at this point, if anybody disagrees that they don't want a picnic in the park, then they can be like, no, I don't think we should have this. And they can talk about it amongst each other. And then once discussion is over, you proceed to vote. So then I will ask, all those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. And if there's no nays and a bunch of ayes, then the motion passes. If there's more nays than ayes, the motion fails. And if they're equal, then there's a tiebreaker. Riley, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So if there's a tiebreaker and you can't quite tell, like there's 50-50 of the ayes and nays, then the president will break the, he'll vote on, or he or she will vote on the motion and break the tie. And if it's a really serious motion or you don't want anybody to know what side you voted on, you can do a valid motion or a roll call motion, which a valid motion is where you write down yes or no or the person's name if you're voting someone for president or anything, and then people collect it and then they count the votes. A roll call is if you have a certain people that are supposed to be there, then you can go down the list and ask those people what they vote. And then my Parler Pro doesn't absolutely have to be for 4-H. My mom uses it in her meetings to help run them and keep things in order.
However, just like Riley said, Parler Pro is not just used in 4-H. It is used in FFA, the workplace, schools, and in your daily lives.
So thank you, Nick and Riley, for telling us a little bit about parliamentary procedure. And that is a really good point, that being a leader is not just in 4-H, being a leader in and out of 4-H. Remember, you can lead in and out of 4-H, whether it's taking on public leadership roles, being a good boss or team member at work, volunteering in your community, or helping out around the house.
Thank you for listening. Check out our podcast. We release a new one every week. And thank you, Riley, for showing up.
Thank you guys for having me.
And please visit us at our website, www.quayextension.nmsu.edu, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/nmsuquayces/, to find the podcast link.